local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say good Wednesday afternoon. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Very nice weather today. We've got Joe Neubauer hanging out with us here for updates on the weather throughout the show today. Austin will get us on track on the roadways. Hopefully, a smooth afternoon here. Austin, we get paid to talk.
Right.
There are times, and this is one of them, where I have no words.
Really? Why is that?
If you were listening to the Channel 3 A block there before we came on.
I was.
You heard our good friend, Tanner Stewart, breaking this story of, give or take, 20 students from Lighthouse Christian Academy that are all living in a four-bedroom home in Midway. Neighbors say that they have seen several beds set up in the garage. I'm reading from Tanner's Facebook here.
Right.
He also says that the Midway Fire Department is aware of the situation and confirmed this is highly illegal. I would like to know if the sheriff's office has been contacted. Tanner says, I was standing outside Lighthouse Academy moments ago where an official tells me there are 12 students living there.
Okay.
He walked away when I informed him of the legal issues this poses. What the hell is that school doing?
I have no clue. I mean, as you said, you can't really make sense of it. What commentary can you give on something so...
The hell?
On something so questionable, yeah.
Is going on there?
I don't know. It's a fair question. I'd say that.
It's not 23, it's just 12. Oh.
Cool your jets.
Okay.
Cool your jets, Joe, yeah.
Our bad.
Under 15.
We'll move on. You have high school students that you're just dumping in a four-bedroom house?
That is weird.
And according to Tanner's report, it was these are foreign students that are living...
The optics aren't good on that.
Well, they're foreign students that I guess are at the school on athletic scholarships to play soccer, according to the report.
If the school is green lighting that or they are enforcing
it. Are there, what is the supervisory situation?
I have no clue.
I hope there's another side of this that everybody is just missing right now.
Yeah.
But, and I've texted Tanner, I said, hey, can you come on today? Because I don't want to wait till Friday because I have so many freaking questions about this, about what the school, who thought that was okay, how we got to that point.
And the fact that they are rejecting to speak about
it. I would love to hear from somebody from the school.
Yeah.
And say, okay, no, this is way off.
We could reach out for comment, but we might get put on hold forever.
I am absolutely floored.
Flabbergasted. Bamboozled, perhaps.
It's just very uncouth.
Yes. That is $10 word there that we used earlier this week.
This is not the last that we have heard of this. And I understand because, you know, Tanner went and he talked to some of the neighborhoods. And, of course, you know, hey, we're concerned for the safety of our kids. We've got young kids walking around. You know,
sure.
I get that. But I don't care if there's, like, no kids in the neighborhood. You have, according to some residents, they're saying around 23. The school, it's just 12. You got 12 kids, high school students, living in a house together.
Well, that's the thing. If the school is aware of it and the school is playing a role in this,
I mean,
they know the number of kids, allegedly, and they are refusing to speak any further.
Are they being supervised? Who, if so, are the ones that are supervising them? What is going on inside that? Oh, my God. This can't be happening.
I mean, as you said, I can't break anything to the conversation. I know even less than you do, it seems. As you said, even with the information you do know, that you can't explain it away. You can't say it's not 23, it's only 12. You can't explain it away that way.
There is no explanation.
Yeah. So I don't know. As you said, we're going to either have to talk to Tanner or, fingers crossed, get a hold of somebody from the school and maybe they can fill us in. I don't know. Have you heard back from Tanner, by the way?
No, not yet.
All right.
We'll... I don't know what to do with that, man. I don't know what to do with that. Text line 850-437-1620. I hope that Tanner's availability will...
shine
allow
today.
Us to talk to him, because I have so many questions about this.
Understandably so.
416... We'll get an update on the roads and weather and then move on.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Joe, if it's any consolation, the roads are not looking too horrible right now. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that's going to have you backed up basically to I-10. Speaking of 9 Mile, if you are traveling westbound towards, let's see here, what road is that? Hillview Drive? These words are so small. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Hillview Drive, I think that's a little bit past University Parkway. Yes. If you're traveling that way, we've got some backups there as well. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Traveling westbound on Brent Lane, just past I-110, we got some issues there as well. And a little bit further down, if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway had a couple of accident reports and some construction near the Gulf Breeze area. If you're just coming over Pensacola Bay, that's 3 Mile Bridge. If you're traveling southbound over 3 Mile, trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we got a lot of backups there. And then accident reports on the parkway are causing even further congestion traveling eastbound. Navarre Parkway has some backups of its own if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and a bit further past Windhaven Beach traveling towards Highway 87. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton there, we've got some issues in that area as well. Joe, I'm sorry I grossly misled you. I said we didn't have much going on, and I just rambled on for like 50 seconds.
It's all
there.
Right. It's okay. All right, looking at the weather, here's Joe Neubauer.
A beautiful day here on Wednesday for the weather. Another great day on Thursday, too, with high temperatures back into the middle 70s. Low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, not that bad either. Clouds begin to move in Thursday to Friday. We do have a chance for rain, a couple showers, a few isolated thunderstorms Friday evening. Highs continuing in the 70s, and our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. We'll get a couple of other local headlines here. Hearing from Pensacola Police spokesman Mike Wood talking about the tragic accident that happened yesterday evening at Hitzman Park. A 6-year-old girl died in an accident. No charges being filed, as there was nothing criminal, no criminal intent. And Officer Mike Wood also confirming today that it was a family member who was behind the wheel.
I'm not going to get into who this family member was simply because they're going through enough. It's every parent's worst nightmare is dealing with the loss of a child, and that's what this family is going through right now.
Yeah, so I mean, what else can you say? The Escambia School District said that the student was at Scenic Heights Elementary School. That's where she went to school. Mental health counselors were on hand today for students and staff, and likely will be for several more days. Also, Pensacola International Airport today announcing new nonstop service from Palm Beach International Airport on Silver Airways. This service will start tomorrow. A water cannon salute is planned for the inaugural flight from Palm Beach to Pensacola. Travelers interested in booking flights can do so at silverairways.com. And Pensacola is already host of the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament. Now the NAIA wants in on the action. Today, Pensacola Sports announced the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics will move its national championship to Ashton-Brosnahan Park starting this year. The initial term of the agreement is for 2 years. And, of course, last year, Ashton-Brosnahan underwent a large-scale upgrade that includes a complete resod that was designed for high-level college soccer. Very cool stuff there. 420, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves about a lot of things going on in the city. Plus, the fallout from Super Tuesday. Talked a bit about that. Also talked about the public camping ordinance that they're working on in Tallahassee to prevent people from camping in public areas and to provide that there'd be a camping area for them. And comments made by Alex Andrade being taken wildly out of context and really, I think, defaming him over them. You can find all of those segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots to report on. We'll start with some accident reports here. Starting with Beverly Parkway, if you're traveling westbound on Beverly toward to North W Street, we do have an accident report confirmed there that's causing some minor backups. Also have some issues. No confirmation of an accident here, but it's just a lot of backups if you're traveling westbound on I-10 coming from Pensacola Boulevard. We've got a lot of issues in that area as well. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, giving us the typical evening traffic. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound just past University Parkway, we've got some heavy backups there also. Gulf Breeze Parkway has a lot of issues if you are traveling eastbound, and it's going to back you up even further because we got construction in Gulf Breeze. It's going to have you backed up a good ways onto 3 Mile Bridge. So if you're heading anywhere near that vicinity, be on the lookout for that. Another accident report traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach. And we're going to have even more backups if you continue to travel westbound towards Highway 87. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got evening traffic issues in that area also.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. 427 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some of our state headlines today. The state attorney's office in Sarasota says now there are no plans to charge former Florida Republican Chairman Christian Ziegler with video voyeurism or with any crime for that matter. Police have now released audio of his interview in which he made it clear what was really on his mind.
This will be national story. Not necessarily because of the details, but just even just a report. Okay.
Couldn't quite hear that saying this is going to be a national story. Basically, he was much more concerned with the publicity that this would draw than anything necessarily to do with the case. Officials say there were inconsistencies in the victim's story pertaining to details of the October sexual encounter. Ziegler, of course, lost support of the top Republicans in the state, including the governor, and was ousted as chairman.
And both the House and Senate have signed off on the bill that bans homeless people from sleeping in public. It requires local governments to designate safe and secure shelters or camping areas for sleeping. The areas must be drug and alcohol free and include such things as security, running water, sanitation, and rehabilitative social services.
A proposal banning the release of balloons is heading to the desk of Governor DeSantis. The bill would consider the action a form of littering. Violators would face a $150 fine, with a portion of the money going to the Solid Waste Management Trust Fund. The measure would also increase punishment for anybody who intentionally throws debris or trash onto private property. There is a new way for Floridians to engage with nature. Fish and Wildlife has launched a new interactive website to show people where their nearest recreation sites are. After typing in a zip code, the WMA Recreation Finder will locate the closest nature trails, boating ramps, and hunting areas. FWC says there are more than 6 million acres of state-managed conservation lands.
And there's a new tool to make sure Floridians don't fall for solar panel scams. Attorney General Ashley Moody unveiled the new Scams at a Glance, the dark side of solar tips for solar customers, and it includes information to recognize, avoid, and report fraudulent practices. The tips include getting quotes from several companies to compare offers, being cautious of companies asking for large upfront payments, and understanding that all installations require a permit. You can get more info at myfloridalegal.com.
All right, 429 here at News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us today, our top three stories. Nikki Haley, by the way, I called this. I don't even think we actually got to our top three stories because we were just so consumed over the situation with the Lighthouse Christian Academy and the housing situation that they have going on there. Nikki Haley dropping out of the GOP presidential race. I believe I called this. I got the timing wrong. But she made that announcement today, also not endorsing Donald Trump. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in Trump's immunity case on April 25th. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he expects interest rates to begin their come down sometime this year. Shocker, it's an election year. All right, 4:30, we'll take a break there. More national headlines coming up right after Fox News and Your Money Now.
I'm Tom Graham. The House passed a $460 billion package of spending bills today. It would fund federal agencies through the remainder of the budget year. Some Republicans, though, objected. Congressman Chip Roy telling Fox News,
"We are spending more on interest than defense today. We will be spending $1 trillion in interest in 2026. We have to do something about it."
The U.S. Senate is expected to take up the measure ahead of a government shutdown deadline Friday. Following a lackluster Super Tuesday showing, Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley suspended her primary bid today.
"I have seen our country's greatness from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, America."
Despite her losses, Haley's one victory in Vermont last night makes her the first Republican female presidential candidate to win a statewide primary. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Victoria's Secret is out with mixed results for its fiscal fourth quarter. Adjusted earnings that topped expectations, but revenue that was a smidge shy of estimates. Traders and investors in after-hours activity seem to be focusing on the lingerie retailer's sales forecast for the current year. The company predicting revenue of $6.2 billion compared to analyst projections of $6 billion. But make that the other way around, $6 billion versus $6.2 billion. Shares of Victoria's Secret are tumbling 25% in extended trading. In the regular Wednesday session, stocks managed very modest gains. The S&P 500 rebounded 26 points. The Dow Industrials edged up 75. Stocks got a bit of a boost from the release of the Fed's so-called beige book, the report confirming that the U.S. economy accelerated slightly in the early part of the year. Plus, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank likely will cut interest rates later this year if inflation continues to slow steadily. That's Your Money Now.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfer subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Pensacola Opera's 41st season continues with Die Fledermaus, one of the most well-known and beloved German operettas of all time, presented in English. Prepare to pop the bubbly with the party of the season at the Sanger Theater March 15th and 17th. Die Fledermaus. Performance includes an elaborate masquerade ball, alive with concealed identities, and non-stop laughs. Tickets start at just $25. Get your tickets online at PensacolaOpera.com or call 850-433-6737.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. It seems like the market won't be as robust for Justin Fields as originally portrayed. The Raiders should take a non-quarterback at 13 and trade their second-round selection to Chicago for Justin Fields. The Silver and Black should also re-sign running back Josh Jacobs. An offense of Fields, Jacobs, and Devontae Adams, with Max Crosby leading your defense, can put the Raiders in wildcard contention for this upcoming season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Oh, my goodness. A lot going on. We will start with all of the traffic accidents that we are seeing. Yes, there are several, unfortunately. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards basically Blue Angel Parkway, a good ways removed from Blue Angel, but still in that general direction, we have an accident there causing some minor issues. Let's see. If you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, we still have some backups from a previously reported incident there. We did get a call in earlier about an accident at North 12th Avenue, basically near Driftwood Drive. That is very backed up in some spots there, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see, what else? We did have an accident report if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Windhaven Beach. That's still having some pretty serious backups there. And though it's not a traffic incident, we do have construction. If you're traveling southbound, just coming from a 3 mile bridge and trying to get into Gulf Breeze, that's going to have you backed up pretty good. And then when you get past that, we've got evening traffic causing even more issues traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach. So a lot going on the roads there. Lastly, we've got another accident report, actually. If you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just past, what is this, Chemukla Highway, we've got some backups in that area also. Outside of that, there hopefully shouldn't be much beyond just some typical evening traffic that's holding you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much, Austin. Here is Joe Neubauer with the forecast.
A beautiful day here on Wednesday for the weather. Another great day on Thursday, too, with high temperatures back into the middle 70s. Low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Not that bad either. Clouds begin to move in Thursday to Friday. We do have a chance for rain, a couple showers, a few isolated thunderstorms Friday evening. Highs continuing in the 70s. And our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 4:39 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our national headlines today. A panel investigating the Fulton County DA, Fonnie Willis, hearing testimony today from the defense attorney who first put forward allegations about her relationship with a special prosecutor. Ashley Merchant represents former Trump campaign official Mike Roman in the election interference case. She's testifying first about Willis's allegedly improper relationship with Nathan Wade. The committee is investigating whether Willis showed a conflict of interest or misused public funds in her relationship.
And New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being hit with new charges. The Democrat was indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, extortion, and conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The charges are related to a years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar. They come just days after a co-defendant in the case, Jose Uribe, pleaded and agreed to cooperate with the prosecution.
In Washington today, one of Florida's favorite sons is making an appearance to congressional leaders. Former Gator and NFL star Tim Tebow testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee today, saying his foundation is proposing a bill to save unidentified children from being abused, raped, and tortured.
And this bill really has one goal, to build a rescue team. Because there's so many frontline warriors and heroes, but there's just not enough. And we need to support them, and we need more of them to get to these 50,000 boys and girls.
According to the Tim Tebow Foundation, every second that goes by, 156 images of child sex abuse material is being shared, uploaded, and distributed across the internet.
And the Texas Panhandle, which has been torched by wildfires, is ground zero for the state's cattle industry. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller said that at least 3,600 cows have died and that number is growing. Miller added over 500 houses and barns have been destroyed as well. The flames also torched the grasslands, leaving cattle without anything to eat.
4:41 now, taking a look at what's happening around the landscape of sports today. Pretty busy for the NFL. We've seen a lot of roster moves, a lot of high-profile players being released today. That includes Seahawks, Jamal Adams, and Quandre Diggs. The Bills released Tre'Davious White, Jerome Baker, linebacker for the Dolphins, and Eric Kendrick, a linebacker for the Chargers, all getting their pink slips. Teams making these moves for salary cap space and things like that. So that's going on. What else is happening, Austin?
Well, for starters, keeping with the NFL theme, while defensive backs and linebackers seem to be getting the boot there, a couple of tight ends are locking up deals, rather, with Zach Ertz finalizing a move to the Commanders, while the Texans signed Dalton Schultz for 3 more years. So it's not all doom and gloom.
A couple of teams there realizing, I think for the Texans, Dalton Schultz was a very underrated signing for them. People don't take into account just, you know, with the young quarterback, C.J. Stroud, that tight end, man, that's their security blanket. So it looks like Washington is gearing up for their security blanket for whichever quarterback they decide to take.
Well, and the Steelers, I know that they have they have some good tight ends. It's just a matter of how much we use them. Let's see. Basketball here. We've got several top 20 teams playing on TV tonight. We got an ESPN2 doubleheader. Number 4, Tennessee at number 17, South Carolina. That's going to tip off at 6 o'clock. And that's followed by number 20, BYU at number 6, Iowa State at 8. Also, in the midst of those two games, we've got number 2, UConn at number 8, Marquette. You can catch that game at 7:30 on FS1. As for women's basketball, the woman of the hour, Caitlin Clark, she has signed an exclusive multi-year deal with a major trading card company. Panini America made the announcement today saying that Caitlin is the first multi-year exclusive athlete to sign with the company. It is also the first deal of its kind for a female athlete. So she's just climbing the ladder all the time.
Yeah, and you see these kind of deals for high-profile athletes. Basically, they are locking up. I would think that this would be autograph and memorabilia deal as well. So, you know, different players, you know, they may be with Fanatics, or Panini is also the other major one there. But so I would imagine that she would be pumping out a lot of autograph memorabilia for fans of hers that want a piece of that. So that's cool. Did you see the renderings of the Las Vegas A's, as I assume they'll be called, their new stadium?
No, but I've read it's pretty awesome.
You should take a look. They're pretty sweet. So, you know, Las Vegas has the Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders, and obviously they just hosted the Super Bowl, the Sphere. And this one is definitely a futuristic look at Major League Baseball stadiums. The best way I can describe it is a mini version of the Sydney Opera House.
Kind of. Really?
Yeah, like just the design you'll see.
The
plan also includes a massive glass window behind the outfield that would have views of the Las Vegas Strip, and 18,000 square foot video board. It's pretty sweet. And you know, listen, Major League Baseball, it doesn't really care whether, you know, because they're going to be like the Raiders, where and the Cowboys to a lesser extent, I think, where it's going to be a lot of fans of opposing teams, right? So, you know, the A's are going to move to Vegas, and sure, there'll be A's fans there, but it's going to be a destination. You know, yeah. The Cubs are in town. You'll have a lot of Cubs fans spending a weekend in Vegas and checking out that awesome stadium. MLB cares about butts in the seats regardless of which team you're rooting for. So I think that's a huge win there for the city of Las Vegas, and I'm excited to see that. 4:45 here, again, another check of the roads and weather.
Alrighty, so let's see what we got here. We got several accident reports that we touched on in the last break, and they appear to still be giving us some trouble now, starting with Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound. Basically traveling southbound towards Five Flags Speedway, that's where it looks like the accident took place. That's going to have you backed up for a bit. It seems like the congestion has worsened slightly since then. If you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, still got some backups there caused by an accident from earlier. Also, North 12th Avenue, this is near Driftwood Drive. Still got some backups in that area.
Is that near 9th Avenue by chance?
Let me see here.
Or Fairfield towards 12th Avenue.
I think the caller said it was near Fairfield, yes.
All right. So, yeah, and a texter also letting us know that police have 12th Avenue blocked. You can only turn left or right on 9th.
Yeah, the caller said that that we had a little while back, he said that there were cops and fire trucks on the scene. Right. So it sounds pretty severe. I do believe he said several cars were involved, so be on the lookout over there. Also, going over to Gulf Breeze now, if you're traveling southbound over 3 Mile Bridge, getting into Gulf Breeze, you've got congestion caused by some construction going on there. And then once you get past the construction, you may think it's over. Unfortunately, it's not. If you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we've got evening traffic causing a lot of backups there. Speaking of evening traffic, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther towards Windhaven Beach, we got some issues there. And we had a previously reported traffic incident in that area that is still causing some major backups. And lastly, we had a traffic incident on Caroline Street near Chemukla Highway. Looks like we got some backups going both ways there, but nothing too severe. Outside of those areas, hopefully there shouldn't be much holding you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:47 now, News Radio 92.3.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
4:47 here, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. New legislation would allow anybody who got the COVID shot to sue the manufacturer if they believe the vaccine had negative health effects. The author is Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
We've got large swaths of the American people that have been impacted by it, unable to get recourse for harms that have happened to them.
He claims that large swaths of the American people have been impacted by the vaccine.
And Apple is making changes to address criticism and comply with new restrictions in the European Union. App developers can now create alternative app marketplaces without a standby letter of credit. The tech giant is also making additional changes to satisfy regulators who say Apple abuses its dominance.
Also, investigators say Boeing still hasn't turned over important records for the probe of the January door plug blowout incident. According to the NTSB, investigators don't know who in the Boeing assembly line removed and reinstalled the door plug on that 737 MAX. The agency's chairwoman said so, testifying before a Senate committee, adding that they've been requested numerous times over the past few months.
And the federal government says free COVID-19 tests and free Pfizer Paxlovid antiviral medication are ending. The USPS distribution is set to end Friday, March 8th, because the virus has slowed considerably. Officials say they have delivered over 1.8 billion free COVID-19 tests to the American people, and they could return in the future if they need arises. All pandemic-era doses of Paxlovid are also scheduled to stop being dispensed by pharmacies Friday.
All right, pop culture notes quickly here. The first trailer for the rom-com The Idea of You has been released. It stars Anne Hathaway as a 40-year-old single mom that falls into a relationship with the singer of the world's biggest boy band. This is right up my alley. It's based on the best-selling book of the same name by Robin Lee. It hits Prime Video on May 2nd.
And the Twilight franchise is expanding. Variety reports an animated series is being shopped by Lionsgate Television. The animated series would be based on Stephanie Meyer's book series, which was adapted into the film franchise known as the Twilight Saga.
4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one next.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
.451 here at News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin here as we wind down on hour number one. We are efforting and we're texting back and forth with Tanner Stewart from Channel 3. Of course, we have him on every Friday. Love talking to him each week, getting his perspective and just thoughts about what's happening in the news and in life in general. A lot of fun stuff. If you missed it at the top of the show, and even before we came on during Channel 3's A Block, a pretty, I would say, bombshell report that has come out of Santa Rosa County, specifically a group of around 20 students from Lighthouse Christian Academy have been for, since the weekend it appears, have been living at a single home residence in the Midway area. I have so many questions. Are they all adults? What is the supervisory element that is supposed to be, if at all, in place? We know Tanner has spoken with the Midway Fire Department on this. They also went out to Lighthouse Christian today to try to get to the bottom of it. It would appear that they were met with, I don't know if resistance would be the right word, or maybe it would be. I'm not sure because we haven't actually seen that interaction yet. But there are just so many questions that I have that are to be resolved. And so around 6:30 is when we are going to give him a call and he will join us. Because I think the 6 o'clock news is going to have the other piece with the Midway Fire Department here where they talk about what's going on. So I would imagine coming up here at 5, there's going to be another report on this. And then, yeah, we'll just ask him a whole bunch of questions that he may or may not have the answer to. But
all right.
Just the idea that group of students around, you know, 20, 25 students somewhere in there are living in a residential home is just it's shocking. It's frightening. It's maddening. And the school better have a good explanation.
It seems like they don't. First of all, as we touched on earlier, there is no good explanation.
I wonder if the – and I will, once we get off the air here, I will put a call into the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office to say, hey, are you looking into this at all for any possible criminal – you know, I don't know the answer to that question, but – I have to believe there's some law on the books in the state of Florida that would strongly advise against having a bunch of minors, what I would assume as high school students, living in a residential quarters together. Right. I would have to believe that exists. All right, so 4:55, final check of the roads and weather. Go ahead.
All right, so multiple traffic incidents that we've had in this first hour, and a few of them still giving us some trouble here. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road towards Five Flags Speedway, we've still got some backups from an accident report there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, you're going to have issues in that area as well. Got some calls and texts regarding an accident on North 12th Avenue near Fairfield. That's causing some backups still at this time. And if you are traveling, it appears to be if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street towards Chemukla, we've got some minor backups there as well. And that's just a traffic incident. That doesn't even include the backups we still have in Gulf Breeze. If you're traveling southbound trying to get into Gulf Breeze coming over 3 Mile Bridge, there's some construction over there that's still causing some minor backups. And then once you get past that, we've got a lot of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from Wind Haven Beach, that's going to give you some trouble as well. The last spot where you're going to see some severe issues is if you are traveling on 9 Mile Road towards the intersection with University Parkway. No confirmation of an accident over there, but still has some pretty severe backups.
Beautiful weather rolls on into Thursday with highs continuing in the middle 70s with lots of sunshine too. A few clouds move in on Friday. Highs come down into the lower 70s. We'll see a little bit of rain, maybe an isolated thunderstorm during the second half of the day on Friday. Our big chance of rain comes Saturday morning as a line of storms moves in. A couple storms could be on the stronger side. By Saturday afternoon, the rain is out. The rest of the weekend will be a little bit cooler and dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 4:57 now. We do have a pair of tickets to give away. I believe we have opera tickets here in our number one. Austin, what are the details there?
All righty. So it's a pair of tickets to Pensacola Opera's Die Fledermaus. That's going to be on March 15th and 17th at the Sanger Theater. And yes, it's going to be what time here? It just says March 15th and 17th on this. I'm sure there's more details that I just don't have at this time. But yes.
You said, what was the name of the show?
Die Fledermaus. And I know that that's the way you pronounce it because it's the phonetic spelling here. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's spelled Die Fledermaus is how it's spelled. So if that's how you know it to be pronounced, we've got tickets to that.
All right. Very good. First person to text in opera. I'm just going to make it easy because I was going to try to go Die Fledermaus, but no.
Yeah.
First person to text an offer to 850-437-1620 will get a pair of tickets. We do have SBC tournament tickets to give away next hour as well. All right, a couple of wacky stories that don't involve possible high school students crammed into a four-bedroom home in Midway.
Thank goodness.
Police in a South Jersey town are on the lookout for a guy who dunked his head in a store's open pickle barrel. Whoever he is, the guy left a fully sour taste in the mouths of workers at Heritage's dairy store. 20 miles south of Philly, store workers say an unknown young man walked into the store with a splash, dunked his head into the store's pickle barrel, costing the store about $52 worth of now spoiled pickles.
Bummer.
Glassboro police have posted the delinquents photo online but won't show the store video since they say the pickle poacher was recording himself with his phone and would probably enjoy the attention anyway.
That's so very fair.
There you go. What about good news?
There's a fun March Madness promotion happening this month at libraries in Worcester, Massachusetts. They're forgiving fines for overdue books if you just show up with a picture of a cat. They're calling it their March Meowness promo. That is the most random thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You would be all in, though, if you lived in Worcester, Massachusetts.
I've got several cats that, yes, I could show.
A retirement home in England turned its lounge into a candy store for a day, so a 93-year-old named Doreen Bishop could relive her glory days. She managed a chocolate shop for 30 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, very cool story there. All right, that'll do it for hour number one here. We'll hope that there's an update here on Channel 3 News at 5. Again, kind of a really weird, confusing story coming out of Santa Rosa County this afternoon. We'll talk to Tanner in the 6 o'clock hour about it.